Hello there, Bernie Miklas back with you. Hope you had a great weekend and hope you have a good week coming up on this Monday here on the Bernie Miklas Show. One of the things I want to talk about today, and I'm going to try to make this shorter because my videos have been going too long, the Walt Jocketty thing, I went on and on and on and on, and I think it was good that I did because I learned something. The numbers of views for my videos, the longer they are, not doing myself any favors. So we're going to try to be more efficient. I want to talk about Lars Nootbaart today and just sort of the way he's perceived and how it affects whether people think he's a really good player or not, or even not a good player. And see, this is one of the repercussions of his injury history. And it definitely does shape the way that he's perceived by fans and media. Newt, I believe, is a much better player than many assume. And yeah, I did bring in the numbers to back that up. But let me say this too. I've also fussed very much about this sequence of injuries he's had that has kept him off the field. And it really has held back maybe him reaching his full potential, or at least churning out more numbers, because the less you play, the more it becomes difficult to pile up big time counting stats that might change the perception of him, things like that. But by the bottom line is, the more you play, the more value you have if you're a good player, and he's a good player. Nootbaart was in the news late last week when the Cardinals couldn't agree on an arbitration salary with Newt's agent. Same with Brendan Donovan and Andre Pallante, but I'm not going to get too deep into all that, not in this video anyway. So Nootbaar's agent filed for $2.95 million salary for 2025. The Cardinals submitted a salary figure of $2.45 million. $500,000 difference separates the two sides. And by the way, they're not sitting here exchanging these submissions, salary submissions. They're not sitting in a room doing this together. I mean, the Cardinals had no idea what Nootbaar's people were asking for. Nootbaar's people had no idea what the Cardinals would submit. If it goes to arbitration, they'll have to argue it out. But why in the heck would the Cardinals, over $500,000? It's even worse with Pallante because it's like $150,000. Why in the world would the Cardinals quibble over something that's so piddling, right? And the Cardinals wonder why people call them cheap and all that. They just reinforce the stereotype. Anyway, back to what I want to talk about. If I had to take a side on this, it would be Nootbaar's side, because according to the FanGraphs player value model, which a lot of people look at and say, okay, well, if this guy was on the open market, it was like a one-year deal, what would his performance, how much would that be worth on the open market for a one-year contract? So according to FanGraphs value model, in 2024, Nootbaar had a value of $13.7 million. If we combine the 22, 23, and 24 seasons, all three together, his performance value was $58 million. Now, you can fuss about that, but that's just what it is. And again, you got to understand what everybody's making. It makes sense when you look at it from the bigger picture. For those who think, well, the salaries are too high, nobody's worth that, okay, that's a different argument. I'm telling you what the valuation is of his services over the last 3 years. So I'm not sure why the Cardinals, again, are fussing over $500,000, right? Having said that, I'll go ahead and assume that a lot of Cardinals fans, and I don't know how many, I'm not saying majority, I'm not saying 75%, I'm not saying 100%. I would assume, I'm just going to say there's a sum, and there's more than just a small amount, small number of Cardinals fans who would say Nootbaar is overvalued, overrated, isn't all that good, tired of the hype. Okay, fair enough. That's their opinion. And yeah, I can understand where the hype part would get on your nerves. I really do. But you have your opinion and I have my opinion. And once again, what I do is look at numbers to see if my opinion's got some substance. It's got some impact behind those numbers, give my opinion some impact, some credibility, I guess is the best way to put it. And that's just me. But again, I do think the injury factor is a big part of the reason why he gets labeled as overrated by some. And what the heck? I'm the same way. I've talked a lot about his injuries. I've talked a lot about how he has got to get in the lineup more to maximize his value to the Cardinals. The more he plays, the better he is. But the problem has been staying in the lineup. And I want him to play a lot more, just as you want him to play a lot more. But the difference is, even with a reduced number of games played and all of that, I value his performance even though he misses too many games. I would value his performance even more, a lot more, if he played more games. So let's break it down if I could. Since the start of the 2022 season, Knute Barr's got a 352 on base percentage and a 426 slugging percentage for a 778 OPS. Using parking league adjusted runs creative, it's not that complicated. It basically neutralizes performance, so you don't have like guys at Coors Field playing half their games with their gaudy numbers being viewed the same as hitters that have to hit in a ballpark that favors pitchers. It neutralizes all that, right? It boils it down to get to the bottom line performance based on fair conditions, you know, just conditions, no ballpark advantage for the hitter or the pitcher. In that metric, WRC plus, Knute Barr is 18% above the league average offensively over the last three seasons. Now, I wanted to compare that to other major league outfielders because I think it's important when you talk about putting an outfielder together. You got three, so you got. There are so many outfielders to play in the majors. I wanted to find out where Knute Barr stacks among those outfielders. In other words, I wasn't going to compare him to first baseman or third baseman or whatever. Just outfielders, left field, center field, and right field. So among outfielders the last three seasons that have 1,000 plate appearances, his 18% above the league average on offense based on weighted runs created plus is the same as Corbin Carroll. It is the same as Boston's Jared Duran, who's a heck of a player. And it's about the same. It's just a tick below Randy Arozarena. Knute Barr's figure of 18% above the league average offensively over the last 3 years puts him ahead of such outfielders, including George Springer, Michael Harris, Taylor Ward, Adolis Garcia, Luis Robert Jr., Brian Reynolds, Stephen Kwan, Jurickson Profar, Chase McCormick, Nick Castellanos, and many, many, many more. Now, please take note of this statistic, because I think this one gives you an idea. I think the most important, with all due respect to those of you who think batting average is the end-all, be-all to evaluate a hitter, which it isn't, but if you want to do that, go ahead, that's fine. I think the two most important players can do is get on base a lot and hit for power. Getting on base a lot, by the way, does incorporate batting average. So it sort of takes care of two things at once. Batting average, walks, right? If a guy walks a lot, he should get credit for that. So it actually is the best of both worlds because it does take in batting average and it does take in on base percentage in terms of your walk rate. So anyway, since the start of the 2022 season, only 9 major league outfielders with a minimum of 1,000 plate appearances have a combination of at least a 350 on base percentage combined with a slugging percentage of at least 426. So again, the minimum 350 on base percentage or higher, slugging percentage 426 or higher. Okay. There's only 9 outfielders that meet that criteria over the last three seasons as a whole. The other 8 are Aaron Judge, Juan Soto, Ronald Acuna Jr., Christian Yelich, Kyle Tucker, Mookie Betts, Brandon Nimmo, and Randy Arozarena, and the other guy's Lars Knute Barr. He's in a group of 9 that can claim over the last 3 years, 1,000-plus plate appearances, what on-base percentage of at least 350, slugging percentage of 426 or higher. Only 9 outfielders, and he's one of the 9. So you can probably understand why I push back on this idea that he's mediocre. And I do hear that from people. This isn't like straw man stuff. I really do. And I'll probably hear it again when you leave some of your comments, because some people just remain unconvinced that he's all that good. And again, you're entitled to your opinion, right? I'm entitled to the facts. So I'll go with the facts. Anyway, that's good stuff right there, and that speaks highly of his ability to get on base because he draws a lot of walks, and also he hits for power. He doesn't hit for Aaron Judge power, but who the heck's saying he does? But he hits for enough power to count. So Newt Barr also has, and this gets into the on-base percentage, he also has exceptional plate discipline. Over the last three seasons, his 14% walk rate ranks fourth among all big league outfielders, 1,000 or more plate appearances. His strikeout rate is the 15th lowest. So if you take the walk rate and the strikeout rate together, you got a what you call a walk-to-strikeout ratio. It's tied for fourth best among major league outfielders behind Juan Soto, Stephen Kwan, and Kyle Tucker. He's fourth in terms of a lot of walks, not a lot of strikeouts. He's the fourth best at that combination among outfielders. The Statcast data is pretty clear on something, too. He mechanically, he's a very good hitter. He doesn't chase many pitches. He attacks strikes. He draws a lot of walks. He limits his strikeouts. Hits the ball with authority, landing in the top 9% of all big league hitters last season in hard hit rate. And the top 12% in average exit velocity. Based on the quality of contact, Newt Barr's slugging percentage last season should have been about 489, which is very, very strong. What about base running? All right, according to StatCast, last season, Newt Barr was in the top 30% of major league hitters, all positions, in base running value. All right, what about his defense? Well, he's that outfielder who can play all three outfield positions and play them capably or better. In his major league career, Newt Barr has logged 481 innings in left field, 768 center, 1,500 in right field. He has 18 defensive runs saved overall. And though he's much better in right field, Newt Barr is capable in center. His defensive run save total is slightly below average, but nothing that makes him close to being a liability in center. He's solid out there. He's better in right field. The main problem with Newt Barr is keeping him in the lineup. He's had those series of injuries, which I alluded to, that's prevented him from reaching full consistency and full potential. He's averaged 105 games in the outfield over the last three seasons, but in terms of games started in the outfield, and keep in mind he's probably a DH in a few other games, but he's averaged only 96 starts in the outfield over the last three seasons. That's disappointing. And again, he needs to be out there more often. But wanted to check on this too. His absences aren't as bad as I assume. That doesn't mean I'm changing my opinion that they need him to play more, to be available to play more. But I am saying, even though that's true, this isn't what he's done isn't as bad as I would have thought before I looked into it. Over the last three seasons, Newt Barr has ranked 42nd in the majors. Outfield games started, 42nd and 44th most innings played in the outfield. That is not terrible, considering that only 145 outfielders have logged at least 1,000 innings since the start of 2022, and he's 42nd in one category, starts, and 44th in innings. So if you look at it as you know, grand figure of, you know, there's 145 of these outfielders who have played at least 1,000 innings out there. He's up in the almost like the upper third of that. I mean, that surprised me. But you know what it is? We can explain it this way. A lot of heavy platooning in the outfield. Managers, front offices believe in a lot of platooning, especially at the outfield position. So that's why we don't see many huge individual numbers of total games started and innings played out there. But Newt Barr does not need to be part of a platoon system. This is another one of his strengths. It's hitting left-handed pitchers. Over the past three seasons, and again, he bats left-handed, as you know, over the last three seasons, only five left-handed swinging outfielders have done better than Newt Barr in performance against lefty pitchers. He's been 13% above league average offensively against lefties since 2022. And his on-base percentage against left-handed pitchers is actually better than it is slightly, but it is better than it is against right-handed pitchers. That ain't easy to find. So among outfielders who hit from the left side, only Juan Soto and Kyle Schwarber have a higher walk rate than Newt Barr against lefties. And Schwarber's DH a lot of the time. So Newt Barr isn't going to become all that he's capable of becoming unless he can increase his playing time and stay healthy. And we all hope that that's the case. Your best players have to maximize their value by being in the lineup as much as reasonably possible. As Tony La Russa said to me many times, and I've talked about this here on the Bernie Miklos show many times, first thing he considers player values is, well, how often does he get to the gate? How often does he run the race? You got to go to the post. So, yeah, Nupar can go to the post more often, although the number of games he's played relative to the positions, the outfield positions, it's not as bad as I thought. But still, he needs to play more or he won't be all that he can be. Pardon that cliche. That's the one thing holding him back. But again, I bristle when I hear or read some people talk about him below average. He's all around, below average, all around. He's below average, a mediocre hitter, no better than mediocre. At the best, he's average. I'm sorry, but the facts just don't support that. Not even close. It's kind of laughable, really. His overall hitting performance puts Nootbaar in the top 20 of major league outfielders, overall hitting performance. And then that's even before I factored in defense and base running and all that stuff. So when you're in the top 20 of major league outfielders, offensive performance with over 3 seasons, how is that possibly categorized as mediocre? I mean, I'm sorry, but that's just foolish. But yeah, I want to see him play a lot more in 2025 because then everything will crystallize. And I think once we get past the thing that we're all kind of hung up on, me included, how many games he misses because of injury. Once we get past that, I think we can see his performance. Some of you even will be able to see his performance with clearer eyes, with clearer vision. We just can't get past the fact that he's had so many injuries, and that takes away from the appreciation level that we have for him. That's just the way it is. But he's pretty damn good, even if some people will forever deny that until he hits like Juan Soto or something. I don't know. I just wanted to point out he's pretty damn good. So don't say he's mediocre. If you want to say I'm tired of his injuries, he'll never stay healthy. He's let them down. He's let me down because he's hurt all the time. If you want to say that, you can say that because that's factually true. As far as injuries have been pretty routine, pretty standard, too many. That's true. But I also have a big file of stats to tell you. Pretty damn good player all around. Pretty damn good player all around. But he can get to a higher level if he plays more. All right, that'll do it for now. I'll be back later with a shorty video on something else I've been thinking about. So thanks for your support. Please subscribe to The Bernie Show on YouTube. Tell your friends about it. Please hit the like button. I like your comments. Thank you all very much many, many times over for your great support of what we're doing here. Thank you.